The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the profound statements in the Dharma is the simple statement, here you are, here I am. Because to really be here, to really, of course we know we're here, I suppose, but to really know it, and not only to know it, but to know it in an embodied way, to be centered, really here, is an alternative for the mind, than the mind being there and then, not being here, but the mind itself thinking about other times, other places, other events, and not really in harmony with the body, which the body is always here. And one of the ways of understanding Dharma practice, meditation practice like mindfulness, is to bring the mind and body together so they're in the same place at the same time. And since the body is where it is, not an issue of bringing the body to the mind, it's really an issue of having the mind be really in the same place and time as focused, thinking about, aware of, same place as the body, then there's a chance that these two wonderful capacities we have begin to work in harmony, begin to click and to support each other in a way that can't happen if the mind is wandering off in thought and other concerns and fantasies. So here you are, in this body, in the place that you're at, unequivocally here. And here is the spot where you'll meditate for the next 30 minutes or so. And so to take a posture, to assume a posture, that's your best effort at finding a supportive posture for meditation. A supportive posture that allows you to relax deeply, and a supportive posture that allows you to be alert clearly. And so we want to find a kind of balanced posture that allows both of these to be there, relaxation and alertness. Generally, it's good to have some intentionality in some part of your posture. Maybe you intentionally sit up a little bit straighter. Or you intentionally, if you're sitting in a chair, have both feet firmly planted on the floor. Or if you are laying down for some reason, some part of your posture has intention behind it. Could be that you have your hand, maybe both hands, pointing up towards the ceiling. Maybe your elbows are resting. But then at 90 degrees, the forearm points to the ceiling. And that intentionality can give a little bit of support for alertness, the energy needed to be alert and present. And then to gently close your eyes and to let the eyes in their sockets rest backwards, settle back. Some of our eyes work a lot, always looking and seeing. We become increasingly a visual culture with all the screen time that people do. And to let the eyes take a vacation, nothing you have to look at or see. And to soften the muscles of the face, the muscles that engage to express our emotional life and how we present ourselves to this social world. Nothing necessarily wrong with that, but it's nice to be able to soften and relax and give the social face a break. Perhaps allowing the muscles of the face to fall away from the skull, from the bones, So the muscles of the face fall into the skin and are held there softly, gently. And perhaps softening and relaxing around the forehead and temple area. And perhaps even deeper in the skull, the area of the brain, to release any holding or tension in the brain. And then to soften the shoulders, to let them sink or release. Maybe the area around the shoulder blades as well. And then perhaps with a quiet mind, letting your thinking be quieter, to bring your attention, soft attention to your chest, and to feel whatever sensations are there as if they have permission to be there. And your job is just to feel the sensations of the chest, around the heart, diaphragm, noticing if there's any resistance or holding, tightness. And then perhaps as you exhale, to relax the chest, soften around the heart. Begin to let go of some of the holding that might be there. And also it's nice to soften the belly, even if it's just briefly before it tightens up again, to relax the belly, and if it's possible to appreciate and relax the few moments where it stays soft and open and maybe expanded. And perhaps relaxing and letting go the whole body, releasing globally whatever tension, resistance is held in the body. So the whole body begins to feel more open, soft, maybe more like a field that glows than a solid mass. And maybe now, feeling you're here in this body, allowing the mind to release itself into the body so that the mind's ability to be aware occurs in the body. The sensations of breathing that are experienced, that are known, where they occur. In the chest moving, the belly, the nostrils, wherever the experience of breathing occurs. Let your awareness be in those locations sensing and feeling the sensations of breathing, as if the mind has dropped out of the control tower and settled into the body itself. That awareness is not watching from the control tower, but awareness becomes the sensations of breathing. Feeling the particular sensations that come and go, that appear and disappear. Like waves rippling across a body of water. So there's the ripple of sensations. That ripple across the present moment, coming and going, here, now. Sometimes in meditation, it's enough just to know that you're here. And if you want, you could follow that by a silent opening to here. Really receive and feel. Allow the experience of here to show itself to you in such a way that the mind becomes quieter and calmer, more peaceful. Peaceful with here. So as we come to the end of this sitting, to soften, relax into your heart, gently, and appreciating however you might have changed in this course of this meditation. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Maybe your body is a little bit more settled. Maybe your mind or heart is more settled. Maybe you see more clearly what's happening here for you. Or you're a bit more patient, accepting. Many possibilities here. And then consider how whatever benefits had come from this period of meditation, how those benefits can be shared with others today. If you're a little bit more in the present moment, how could you, that ability to be present in a non-reactive way, be a support for your contact with other people, support for them? If you're a little bit calmer, what ways is it useful to bring a calm presence to others? If you're a little bit kinder, feel more connection to your heart, how can you bring that to others? And these are just some examples, but whatever ways that you've benefited from being here today, may it be through our reflection and intentionality, intentions. May it be that this practice brings welfare and happiness, well-being, benefit to others. May we learn over time that there's a direct connection between doing this practice and our ability to make this world a better place by how we treat others and how we care for things. May it be that this practice we do is for the welfare and benefit of all beings, so that all beings may be safe, so that all beings may be happy, so all beings may be free and delighted in.